Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, some old school freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next, largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you a pretty classic song right there, Metal Dad.
Excuse me, yes, welcome to the Metal Dad Radio Show. I am your host, the Metal Dad, that's the Candyman, and we are up in the irons with Iron Maiden off of Iron Maiden by Iron Maiden. Love that song, haven't heard in a while. Wanted to play some Deano-era Iron Maiden. As the band is getting ready to tour again, right? Doing like a career retrospective for like the 15th time.
I believe so, and I mean, who can blame them? When you have a catalog as extensive and iconic as Iron Maiden, you might as well.
Listen, anytime they're like, hey, we're playing songs only off the first 8 records, I'm like, please come to Connecticut. Like, every time. I'll go see it every time. They could play the same 15 songs, and I would not care. I mean, I would, but I wouldn't. All right, so we got a big show for you guys this week. Some killer new stuff we're about to get into. We've got albums celebrating anniversaries. And the Heavy Metal Time Machine, going back about 26 years ago. So let's start with the new stuff first. This is a band that has a new record coming out on Relapse Records. The band is from Ireland. They're called Malthusian. Features current and former members of bands like Dreadnought and Acrocoke, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Dread Sovereign and Acrocoke. Grave Miasma. There's a lot of really talented musicians in this band. And their new record, The Summoning Bell, is due out August 8th. Let's give you a track of it right now. This is the title track. It's The Summoning Bell. It's Malthusian. Smell Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm going to say it. That was a pretty shredding, disgustingly amazing block of new music, Metal Dad.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a pretty heavy block. We went grim on the new block this week. That right there, a band out of Maryland. You're getting a lot of black metal out of Maryland, I don't feel like. But we do have Imperial Crystalline Entombment, who has a new record coming out July 11th through WB Morty Productions called Abominable Astral Summoning. And we gave you a track off that right there that was entitled Phantoms of Ice. Before that, we gave you a band out of Italy called Noise Trail Immersion, who has a new record coming out this week, June 27th, on I Voidinger Records, called Tutta la Morta in un solo punto. How was that? That wasn't too bad. And we gave you the track Finzione, because all of this is in Italian. So there you go. Before that, we gave you a track from a band called Malthusian out of Ireland, who's got a new record called The Summoning Bell, due August 8th through Relapse Records. And you pointed out something I didn't notice right away, that it is a double album. Malthusian with a double album coming out August 8th. I really like that track we played. It's the title track, The Summoning Bell. That is what we hear at the Metal Dad Radio Show called Dadcore.
Yeah. That was very, very good, I gotta say. But very dadcore as well.
We were joking off air that Noise Trail Immersion, who I really like that track. That's more your speed death metal, right? That is definitely Candyman core. But Malthusian, which is more sludgy, atmospheric, doomier death metal. That's more dadcore, metal dadcore. So if you're looking to get us Christmas gifts this year, you'll know which bands to look at. All right, so it's time now for
the Heavy Metal Time Machine.
So this is like an ultra personal Heavy Metal Time Machine, if I could just digress for a second. The year we are going to be doing is
1999,
and there's a very specific reason why. This show will air for the first time on June 26th, correct? June 26th was my grandmother's birthday, and she passed away in 1999. So I decided that the show's coming up on June 26th that we would do 1999. And we would do three albums that I was really digging on in the spring and summer of 1999. And the first one is going to be a band that was from here in our backyard, Connecticut. And the band is Cable. And I really loved this band back in the day. And in May of 1999, May 20th, 1999, they released their classic album, Gutter Queen, through Hydrahead Records. I'm going to send this out to my boy, Lord Gates, because I know Lord Gates is not only a huge fan of Cable, he went on tour with Cable at one point, filmed a bunch of their shows, because his cousin was in the band. So there you go. So Lord Gates, this is for you. It's Cable, Clinton Street Blues. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah!
Metal Dad Radio Show. Getting very deep there at the end. Very introspective.
That's a good segue, because that was the name of the song. Yes, very ethereal, as you might say. Anathema released their album Judgment on June 21st, 1999, through Music for Nations. We were talking off air about how, you know, Anathema was ground zero for what I have dubbed the great European mellowing of the late 1990s, in which a lot of metal bands, mostly from Europe, who started off heavy, would just drift into this sort of alt-rock vibe. And a lot of bands that have come back to the metal side, right? Paradise Lost, My Dying Bride. I mean, there were bands that, like, drifted naturally in most cases, sometimes not so much, desultory, who drifted into into this alt-rock world. Anathema just stayed there. They just, you know, much like Moonspell or who am I thinking of? Who else am I thinking of? The Gathering. Like, they just kind of drifted into that era and just kind of stayed there. And that's cool because it was a natural progression for them. And Anathema's Judgment record, I loved. I did. It just had that gothy vibe to it. Deep was the name of that track. Before that, Testament off of their album, The Gathering, which I think this album catches more shit than it should, frankly. I think on retrospect, this is a good, not a top five Testament record, but a good Testament record. Came out June 8th, 1999. The Gathering is the name of the record on Spitfire. And we gave you the opening track, DNR, Do Not Resuscitate. Starting off the block, Cable, Gutter Queen, released May 20th, 1999 through Hydrohead Records. Sending it out to Lord Gates, the track Clinton Street Blues. All right. Time for us now to go into albums celebrating anniversaries. Let's start with the band that dropped their debut album on June 27th, 1988 through Mechanic Records. And that would be Violence, or Violence, if you have to emphasize the unnecessary hyphen in their name. I have always hated that hyphen. Since like 1988, I have hated that hyphen. I don't know why it's there. I hate it. But anyway, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Here's Violence off of this debut album. Let's give you a classic track called Calling in the Coroner. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
Time.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Sorry, guys. We're playing GeoGuessr, and I guessed the country correct. All right, there are three albums celebrating anniversaries, including Danzig, who his classic album, Danzig 2 Lucifuge, came out June 26, 1990. June 26, 1990. Man, that was 35 years ago. I remember like it was yesterday when that record came out. I listened to it until the writing wore off on the tape, on the cassette. Love that record so much. And then before that, an album that came out the day before, June 25th, 1990, Deicide dropped their debut full-length album, self-titled. And we gave you the track Dead by Dawn off of that one. And then starting off the block, Violence, from June 27th, 1988, their album Eternal Nightmare off Mechanic Records. Now, you and I were talking about this hyphen in the band's name. I got to go back to it for a second, because we were joking about how on the Eternal Nightmare album, you said, I wonder if it was because they didn't want the whole name to go across the artwork, so they just hyphenated it. And then we were looking on Metal Archives, and it says here, the two-tiered logo with a hyphen forced the name change to its permanent form. So in other words, you were correct that bad graphic design work forced this band to have an unnecessary hyphen in their name. I'm still mad about it.
I mean, I really couldn't believe it. I you know, the 80s was a tough time for metal album covers. You know, there's a lot of infamous examples, and I never knew this was truly one of them.
I have never once written this band's name down with a hyphen, by the way. You said it's right here on my playlist in the pro. It's just Violence. I don't call them Violence. I can't even with that hyphen. All right. Let's finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. And that, of course, is
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. You were both wearing t-shirts of bands that are heavily influenced by Black Sabbath. I have an Obsessed shirt on. You have a Ruby the Hatchet shirt on. I love this. Let's go back to the Dio era of Black Sabbath. This is a track I haven't played in a while. This is Black Sabbath. This is Die Young. Until next week, kids.
Die young, gonna die young. someone stopped the fire.